শুধু ভগবীতা সেজ দ্যাট উই শুড স্টিক টু আওয়ার ধর্ম, বাট দ্য ভাগবতম সেজ ত্যক্ত্বা স্বধর্মম চরণাম্বুজম হরির, দ্যাট উই শুড গিভ আপ আওয়ার ধর্ম. সো টিল হোয়াট পয়েন্ট ডজ ওয়ান স্টিক টু দ্য স্বধর্ম, ওয়েন ডজ ওয়ান রেনাউন্স? সি দ্য স্ক্রিপচার্স আর ভেরি কন্টেক্সট সেন্সিটিভ, দ্যাট দ্যার ইজ ইউনিভার্সাল এসেন্স, বাট দ্যাট ইউনিভার্সাল এসেন্স ইজ প্রেজেন্টেড অ্যাকর্ডিং টু কন্টেক্সট. And the context of the Bhagavad Gita and the context of the Bhagavatam are almost opposite. Now, Bhagavad Gita is spoken to a warrior for whom, you know, who has actually been groomed throughout his life, was trained throughout his life for fighting a Dharma Yudha. And at that time, the way for him to practice Dharma is through action, by fighting. On the other hand, the Bhagavatam is spoken to a person who is about to die. Not only is he about to die, he has also accepted that I'm going to die. He is not doing anything to change that. So then all the whole narrative of the Bhagavatam is geared toward that context. So the Bhagavatam is spoken for a person who has decided that now I have renounced the world, I am going to focus on God. How should I focus on God? And this context sensitivity is very important. Just like, you know, there's some young devotee who just maybe a little depressed because of something, and the devotee says, maybe, you know, I'll go to Vrindavan, I'll chant 128 rounds every day, and that's how I'll spend the rest of my life. Now I'll tell you, oh, you're young, you're energetic, you work here. You take up some responsibility, you distribute books, you preach, you do this, you do that. We will encourage them. That's what we will speak. But suppose there's some devotee who has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, which is incurable, and they just give a few days to live. At that time, we are not going to tell them, go and distribute books. At that time, we tell them, yes, focus on hearing about Krishna, focus on chanting about Krishna. You know, just don't worry about everything else. You know, everything, all your services, others will take care of that. Don't worry about it. So, there is this context sensitivity which has to be appreciated. And the for the establishment of Dharma in the context of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's doing his Swadharma is important. So the Bhagavad Gita always emphasizes Swadharma. Now, Parikshit Maharaj also, throughout his life, he does his Swadharma. It is described that when Kali was attacking a cow and a bull, at that time, is there echo?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you switch this off?
Live telecast in the other. It is live.
Yeah, live telecast in the other.
Oh, okay, okay. Live telecast. Okay. So the sound won't go without this, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So now, even Yudh Parikshit Maharaj also does his Swadharma as long as he is the king. When the cow and the bull are being attacked, he protects them vigorously. So, eventually, when he has accepted that I am going to die, at that time, he focuses on the practice of bhakti wholeheartedly. Now, of course, we can say that this particular verse comes long before the Parikshit Maharaj pastime begins. It comes 4th, 5th, 6th chapters of the first canto, 5th chapter specifically. But still, that is also setting the mood of the Bhagavatam. And if you look at the overall context of Narada's instructions to Vyasa, the point is, Narada is telling Vyasa that you should focus on glorifying the Supreme Lord. And don't think that people are not qualified for this. Now, if they practice bhakti, they will become elevated. So just glorify the process of bhakti. But how it is that the Bhagavatam is spoken to a person who is diligently doing his material responsibilities to rise him to the level of focusing on spiritual responsibilities. Now, we live in a world where people are not even doing their material responsibilities. Isn't it? So, the Bhagavad is spoken to rise people from here to here. But, you know, people are right now over here only. And what happens? So, you know, I have an ethos of being uncommitted, irresponsible, and then I rationalize my irresponsibility as renunciation, as detachment. It doesn't work like that.
So there's a big difference between detachment and, as I said, aversion to commitment. You know, an aversion to commitment, what is happening is, you know, okay, this is the option for enjoyment, this is the option for enjoyment, this is the option for enjoyment. If I take one option, then I cannot have the other options. Therefore, I'll keep all options open. So basically, I want to enjoy materially and I want to keep all options for enjoying materially. That is when there is aversion to commitment. But when there is detachment, that means I have understood that material things will not make me happy. Therefore, I give up all material options and focus on spiritual. So in that sense, there's a huge difference between the two. So at our level, we focus on doing our swadharma in Krishna's service. Whatever situation we are in, we use that situation for serving Krishna. And maybe over a period of years, as we grow older, as we come to a level of retirement, at that time we can, after we have saved enough and we have done our responsibilities, then we can focus more and more on Krishna. There is a gradual process of what could be called as the natural development of renunciation. In a few people, renunciation may develop suddenly and it may last. So in other people, most people, it takes a gradual process to develop that. And that's how we move onwards towards Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
So, actually, because